The best music.
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 The best station.
Let's go back in time, in the time machine, golden oldie.
And starting off the Jack program today on Weekend Music Radio, flashing back to 1969 with Glenn Campbell.
Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the to see, and is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Starting off the program today on the Jack program on Weekend Music Radio with Glenn Campbell from 1969 and Galveston. We don't often play sort of what you might term as country and western music here on WMR, but I was watching a program on BBC 4 on Friday evening and it featured Glenn Campbell. Then there was one that featured Kenny Rogers. And then there was a sort of various one that featured country artists at the BBC, etc. Well worth a watch. I love those music documentaries that you get on BBC4. Absolutely fantastic normally. So if you want to have a look at it, if you get BBC4, you might be able to get it again on Sunday night. Sometimes they do repeat the things, or you might get it on the BBC Watch Again type page. Not too sure if BBC4 lets you watch again, but you might get it on there. It's certainly worth a look. Definitely is. Glenn Campbell and Galveston on Weekend Music Radio, WMR from Scotland. If you want to get in touch with us, the address is info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. And we've got a couple today from Glenn Campbell to start the ball rolling this first hour of the Jack Show. 1977 now. Former number one in the States, Southern Nights.
I apologize.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell, he led a checkered career as well. Like so many of these guys, they do well, and they're like kids in a sweetie shop, and away they go. Whoa, give us a Coke, yeah. And away they go crazy, and end up becoming alkies, junkies, you know, you name it, they become it. And I guess they work hard and play hard, but gee whiz, yeah. Glenn Campbell, Southern Nights from 1977. Number 28 in the UK charts, but number one in the US of A back in 77. If you think we're going to play Glenn Campbell all day here this Sunday, you're mistaken. We're going to be playing some other stuff as well. So don't worry if you're not a Glenn Campbell fan. I just thought I'd play you a couple of tunes for a little bit of a change. To get away from the more heavy rock that we tend to normally play here at the station. Oh, aye, I've got to say hi to Alderci, who sometimes listens in. Alderci is a relation of mine, and he says, yeah, I found a disc the other day with some of your old programmes on it. Jack, he says, any more? What programmes you got? How many have you done? I said, oh, geez, we couldn't count them. And I sent him away with this this DVD with tons and tons of old WMR programming on it. And he says, that might play in the car radio. Now, it's only an old van he's got. And I thought, no chance. Bearing in mind, all the Alderci's something in the region of 70, must be 77 or thereabouts. And he says, I think it will play because there's a screen comes out and you can play DVDs as well in the car. I thought, what? Can the driver see this? He says, aye, the driver can see it. Well, that's clever. So anyway, I goes out to his van and has a look. And sure enough, there's this amazing player. It's got probably a 6-inch square. I bet they're with you, a CD. This screen slides out as though it's a CD sliding out, except it slides out and folds up. And there you have the screen where the menus are for any disc that you put in it. So we tried the DVD with loads of MP3s of the old WMR shows, and sure enough, played no problems at all. You just press a few buttons to select the program you want, and away you go. So he's away with hours and hours and hours. So no doubt he might hear this one eventually once he's by with the stuff that he's got to listen to. Good God, aye, that was quite amazing. I've never seen a car machine that can play basically anything you throw at it. I've seen them playing MP3 CDs, but there you go. That's a nice one. My old player in the car is still a cassette machine, believe it or not. And I've got to look for old manky tapes unless I want to listen to China Radio International or something, because there's nothing on medium wave, let's be honest. There's nothing really to listen to on the medium wave band in the evening. Somebody reported recently on the web that a good program to listen to weeknights is 2-3-4 kilohertz long wave, the French service of RTL. And there's a good program on between, is it 11 and 3 in the morning or something like that. So I've not listened to that, but I've certainly heard about it. And sometimes they play recordings of American stations. If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard Wolfman Jack on there one night with old recordings. Isn't it funny how people play Wolfman Jack shows? KBC were doing this for a while. They were playing Wolfman Jack shows and talking about Wolfman Jack as though he was alive, but the man's been dead for years. And they were sort of saying, yeah, Wolfman's on KBC tonight, yeah. Thought, strange. Anyhow, it's WMR from Bonnie, Scotland on the shortwave, 6395. I don't know if you heard us testing on Wednesday or not. Jim at Radio GSV was testing on Wednesday evening, trying to get rid of a wee bit of noise, probably caused by dampness. Anyway, there's my other phone, as you can probably hear. So here's the last one today from Glenn Campbell.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload.
a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
My goodness me, Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, just on the blower there, as you heard, just before that record started. The Wichita Lineman from Glen Campbell from 1969, a song I used to hear a lot on some of the oldie stations on the medium wave band, on Transatlantic DX, but not for a while, because the particular station we used to hear that one on is no longer a proper radio station. It just relays some crap off the satellite and puts in the ID at the top of the hour. So they don't have anybody sitting spinning discs or anything anymore, which is a great shame. So many of these stations are losing their personality. They don't have any identity or anything. They just relay all these yucky American talk shows, that all these hardcore American talk shows. The latest one to change again is 1510 Boston, which is a very common station here in Europe. It used to be called WITS the first time I heard it, then WMRE, then WS something something something, going back in time. But they've changed to WUFC or something similar in recent months anyway. Can't remember what they were called just before that. They've had so many call signs in the last while, it's unbelievable. But they've changed again last week and changed back to the old call sign of WMEX, which they had back in the 60s and 70s. So it's just a shame they don't have programming that they had back in the 60s and 70s and do music programs and be an independent station, because I think they're just going to be another satellite relay with all these shitty American talk shows, these you know, the type. I mean, you get them in Fox News all the time, etc. You know, nothing to listen to. The state of American talk radio is the state of American AM radio is just a great shame, considering what I used to be able to tune in when I was a young DXer many, many years ago. I used to tune in to the old AM band and listen to NBC, etc. Yeah, maybe one day we'll have some features on some of the older stations that used to be heard on the TADX, on the Transatlantic DX. Not that the conditions have been particularly good, of course, this last month or so. It's been pretty shocking and nothing to write home about. I've not really heard anything to talk about. Any listeners out there heard anything exciting? Now, I don't mean WWKB. I mean exciting stuff. not common stuff. Okie dokie, it's Sunday the 23rd of November 2014. Good to be with you. And let's hope we're going to be playing some nice oldies and goldies for the next, what's that, next 40 minutes or so. And then we'll be trying to dig out some sort of feature to give you today. So if you're wondering what that phone call was all about, I was just about to tell you. You wouldn't believe it. It's one of the boys who I'm going for a pint with in this program is being recorded on Saturday. So I'm actually getting out this weekend. Yee-haw! Going to see a good band. I don't think Mike James will be going. I don't think he's going to that particular location. But I'm going, and a couple of other chaps going out early as well, get a good start. But what he was really on the phone about was to see if I had any DVDs, believe it or believe it not, of Dallas. Yes, Dallas. I used to be a Dallas fan many years ago, and I've got some seasons on DVD, etc., and he's wanting a loan of them. So there you go. It's true. Somebody actually wants a loan of Dallas DVDs. Wow. I used to have all that stuff on VHS as well. I used to record it and record it and record it, and had loads and loads of Dallas on old Mikey VHS. But of course, we have it all on DVD now, or AVIs, some of them. So, yeah, big changes in the media nowadays. But I still like to keep my old media. I don't tend to keep the old Dallas things. That doesn't interest me. But see my old radio tapes that I have lying about from years and years ago. Yes, some of them, many of them, are converted to MP3s now. Some of the old WMR shows are recorded onto MP3s now. But I still keep the old original tapes just in case I should ever need them in my old age. Yeah, you never know what might turn up in the future, and we might have to re-record it. I saw on the web that Freddie Archer, remember Freddie from Radio Caroline Shortwave, Freddie Archer had some VHS recordings, would I be right? No, I think it was MP3 recordings of some BBC plays that the BBC did not have in their archives. It was some old plays or something off the radio from years and years ago, and Freddie had these recordings. The BBC were quite pleased to take them off him. But they did nothing but slag the poor man. They made an article, and they basically said that he had ruined the thingies, reading between the lines. Yeah, not very nice, is it? If somebody does you a favour and then you go and slag them? But that's the way of the world these days. I think everybody watches too many of these American TV shows, if you ask me. Good grief, yeah. Anyhow, back to the music that I was watching the other night there. And this song was a classic, Kenny Rogers.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for count when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I can keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal's done.
Great track from Kenny Rogers and The Gambler Hale on Weekend Music Radio, WMR from Bonnie Scotland. Bonnie Scotland, yes indeed. The voice of Scotland is shortwave radio WMR. Back on your radio sets once again on 6395 kHz on the 48-metre band in the shortwave. Let's hope conditions are favourable. But to be honest, they haven't been that awfully good over the last little while. Certainly not for medium wave DX. I don't know about HF. Let's be truthful and say I haven't been paying too much attention to the HF side of things in the last few weeks. As long as the signals are there, that's good enough for me. And I was listening to that thing that's popped up on 9395, Global 24 it's called. Saw a bit about it on the web just the other day from the States. And it's apparently from Okeechobee, Florida, the old WYFR family radio site. Somebody's bought over. Jeff White, is it, that's bought it over and operating a load of transmitters. They've got loads of TXs at that location, loads of antennas, and they're going to turn one into Global 24, which is a reasonable idea without any of the religious nonsense whatsoever, apparently. But if you listen to it, it tends to be a lot of political talk, to be honest, and it's not really my cup of tea anymore. I've seen the day I used to listen to sort of semi-interesting shortwave stations, such as Radio Sweden, etc., and listen to, yes, I suppose I did listen to the local news and the party political news, because that's what local news really is in these different countries. And there was something on this morning called the European EU news or something, which I switched off pretty quick. Yes, it's not my particular cup of tea. But anyway, at least it's a private enterprise. I wonder how much it is to hire their time on such a private enterprise. I bet it's quite a bit, because the TX is quite high-powered. Very high-powered, in fact, if you compare it to the small few watts that we run here at WMR. Yes, we're only running 80 to 100 watts or so on the shortwave, so it's it's not very much power, but we do our best. We do our best, and hopefully the ionosphere will be kind to us over the course of this weekend. If you want to get an EQSL from us here at WMR, we've still a few to send out, but don't worry, we'll be sending them out. I did say the last time, I think it was last weekend, that we'd be sending them out in over the course of the weekend. That hasn't been done as yet. It's been a very busy week here at WMR, but we will get down to that and get the QSLs emailed out to the DXers who have been kind enough to write to us with the reception reports, etc. So thanks very much for that. Somebody also sent us a screenshot, not an audio clip, just a screenshot of a receiver. Oh, great, yeah. Doesn't really tell us much about how we're getting out, but yeah, thanks for the screenshot anyway, and thanks for the effort. I'd rather have an audio clip, thank you very much, if possible. The screenshots all very well, but it's good to hear how we're getting out. And I heard one from the last broadcast that was really powering out. I was very impressed with that. That was in the UK as well. So, good stuff. So our little transmitter is working pretty well here at WMR. Okie dokie, playing some more unusual music today on the Shortwave Band. How about this old former number one sound from 1975 from Windsor Davis and Don Estelle, the guys who featured in a TV programme called It Ain't Half Hot Mum in the UK. I don't know if it was seen in the States or anything. It was about the British Army in India during the war, during the Second World War. That was a comedy, that is. So the cast in it were a lot of the old Carry On type guys and old time actors. So it was very good. It was very good. So here we go with Windsor Davis and Don Estelle, Whispering Grass from 1975 on Shortwave Radio WMR.
You promised me green grass, not to tell what you heard. Whispering grass, say, you can't keep your word. Keep your word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know.
Bo-bo-bo-bo.
Don't you tell me to the breeze, she will tell the bird. And bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all?
Tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees, oh yes, you told them once before, and it is no secret anymore. I will not have gossip in this jungle.
Why tell?
Haven't heard that one in years. Very appropriate as well. Windsor Davis and Don Estelle, Whispering Grass, former number one sound in the UK from 1975 on Shortwave Radio WMR. We'll be going down the disco route in just a few records' time, but first off, there's one from the OJs from 1972.
Thank you. they do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me?
They come to my house again and again and again and again, yeah.
So are they there to see my woman? I don't even be home, but they just keep on coming.
What can I do to get on the right track? I wish they'd take some of these knives out my back.
What they do?
OJ's from 1972 on Weekend Music Radio and Backstabbers. Before that, you heard Windsor Davis and Don Estelle and Whispering Grass on Shortwave Radio WMR. Now, if you want to get in touch with us for a QSL, I just gave you the address a little while ago, the email address, that is, but I forgot to give you the old snail mail address, which is still open. It's WMR, 14 Stone Row, Coleraine in Northern Ireland, BT52 1EP. But I've got to be honest and say that most of the people nowadays will write to us via the email. And that's okay, that's no problem. That's the best way, in fact, to write to us. Much more convenient for us as well. We don't have to run around and buy stamps and get the envelopes posted and all that sort of thing. And blah, 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 blah. So, yep, no problems. Just email us, info@wmrscotland.com. I'm going to play you a record from a guy who had part of Fleetwood Mac playing with him. Yes, he had part of Fleetwood Mac playing with the John Mayo group. This is John Mayo and the Game of Love from 1979.
She loved you only, and you believed her. So now you're lonely. Welcome, my friend, to the game of love. Thank you.
the city.
Nice music from John Mayall and The Game of Love from the album Bottom Line from 1979. Lovely track. And John Mayall had, I was trying to think, was it John? I think it was John McVeigh that used to play with the John Mayall Blues Breakers before he joined Fleetwood Mac properly way back in the 60s, and then became the sort of rhythm section along with Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac, who had this as one of their early hits, Fleetwood Mac. Well, what a great track indeed. On Weekend Music Radio from Scotland.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. Ooh. Talk to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Merely Peter Green, Fleetwood Mac, and Orwell Part 1 here on WMR today, this Sunday, the 23rd of November 2014. Great track indeed. If you've ever had the time to sit and watch the Fleetwood Mac documentary, Don't Stop, you'll know it's so very, very enjoyable. Fantastic piece of work for, I think it was a BBC 4 programme yet again. And you can see it on YouTube. So if you type into YouTube, Fleetwood Mac Don't Stop Documentary or something, you'll see that. You can also see the excellent rock family tree documentary about Fleetwood Mac as well. The complete set of rock family tree stuff is there. Who did that again? Was that John Peel that did that, or was it Tommy Vance? Can't remember. I think it was John Peel, off the top of my brain. I think it was years ago. Very good it is as well. Rock Family Trees. That was the first one I saw. Fleetwood Max, Oh Well, on Shortwave Radio, WMR. Now, if you're listening online to the WMR, info at wmrscotland.com, that's our mailing address, but www.wmrscotland.com is the website. And if you click Listen Again, you can listen to the programme anywhere, at any time, to suit yourself. Unlike, for example, FRS Holland, who play it live on an internet stream from some obscure time like 1352 or something. I don't know why they choose this. I think I do know why they choose that time, actually. I think it's tradition that came, and that tradition came from European Music Radio, who used to start their tune-up at 0852 and play some music before the start of the programmes at 9. 0852, yeah, 0.5. So, but no, FRS Holland still just broadcast a one-off on the web, and it's never there to access or download or anything to listen to at your convenience, which is a great shame. It seems a bit backward nowadays to do things that way, and people like to listen at their own time, to suit them, at their own convenience. I would say, anyway, that's the way I like to work, to download a program and then listen to it whenever I choose, whenever I've time to listen to it, whenever I'm in the car and driving around, that sort of thing. So, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yes, the Listen Live button on the WMR website. If you feel the levels are up and down quite a bit, well, indeed they are. They are up and down quite a bit, because you're hearing the raw program. We're not using the famous WMR compression anymore at the studio. We're compressing and limiting the sound at the transmitter now. So a little bit of a change, little bit of a difference, a different way of broadcasting, but it also affects the way that the stream sounds, which is a shame. We'll be trying to do something about that in the coming weeks. We might be able to do something about it without having to sit and re-record the thing, which I don't want to do. If we can press a button and have it hard limited, perhaps it might work, perhaps it might sound like a dog's dinner, who knows, but we will certainly give a couple of different things a try and see if we can improve matters here at WMR. Okay, I did promise you a few disco tracks just to put you in the mood for dancing at the discos, and funnily enough, looking at the list here in the background, they're all from 1979. Now, 1979, funnily enough, is 35 years ago this year. Good grief. Time flies, eh? I remember dancing to these songs at the discos as well. Like this one from Sister Sledge.
Thank you.
Way back in those dusty days, those heady days of my youth, this is the type of stuff I used to listen to. I used to listen to a lot of disco music. Because I used to go to discos. Yeah. Used to go to the big nightclubs. Dressed up in the funny trousers. Good Christ. If you see what I dressed up as way back then, and you see what I dress up as now, you never recognised me. Absolutely no. And somebody said to me just a few weeks ago when I met them at a rock night, I remember you from the old days of this nightclub that you used to go to. And I did used to go to the specified rock nightclub, but I turned up in my going to the disco type trousers because I was scared I wouldn't get in. Ah, dear. I'm quite sure the chick that told me that never knew me at all. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. Be Devotion from 1979. Spacer. Great disco track as well. Yeah, we used to go out to the discos in the local hot spots. Mike James, Dave Anderson and myself. And we also had Barry Stevens as well one night way back in 19... Ooh, what would that be? Would that be 1980 or thereabouts? Or would it be 1981? I think it was 1980 we had Barry Stevens. And possibly we had Barry Lancaster as well sitting in this nightclub. And we all got in. Of course, we were all young fellas then. I thought that Barry Stevens was an older fella and he wouldn't get into these places. But, I mean, he was 26, you know. 26. And we were only in our teens. Mike James was also around 24 or something. So that was the two older fellas who got in. No problems, as we all did back then to these nightclubs. I remember also going to nightclubs in Dunfermline when we used to go over to Falkirk to visit Louis Nato at Radio Woodstock. We would spend the night, and he would take us to this nightclub called Night Magic in Dunfermline. It was massive. It was a massive place. Really was. And Lewis was driving, so give Mike and I a chance to have a few pints. Not sure if Dave was with us any of those nights, but certainly Mike was with me once or twice. Yeah, definitely. Definitely way back. Whew, good long years ago. Good lot of years ago that was. Now, you think we're sounding a wee bit dreary today. I was getting grief from Jimmy down at Radio GSV. He says, for goodness sake, Jack, square yourself up and do a sort of decent programme. It sounds as though you're cheesed off. That was last week's programme, the music programme. Well, I wonder if it was because we didn't have the echo working. We didn't have our amplifier with the old-fashioned spring reverb. That's the thing that we use here to produce the old-fashioned, like, swinging Radio England type echo here on the microphone at WMR. We haven't got it all installed again. The reason I had it down in the first place was to do the pairs, but I thought, it's a proper disco amp, and the output stage is not working, and I thought, that's bound to be a set. I think it's an H&H. Let's have a look. Let's see. I can't quite see it from this angle, but I think it's an H&H, and I thought, it's bound to be sortable, bound to be fixable. The preamp works, and that's what gives us the echo on the old spring, the old-fashioned spring reverb, and making it sound like an old-fashioned 60s radio station. Or at least that's what we try to do. It may sound as though, it might make it sound as though we're in the toilet, I don't know. But we try our best. Sometimes if you get it set just right, it sounds like the old-fashioned way. And then, of course, the knobs get messed about with, and you're messing about trying to get it exactly right again. But the reason we had it down, as I said, was to try and do the pairs, and it's sitting in the studio floor in pieces at the moment. So rather than mess around and connect it up and then it'll get forgotten about and we'll never try and do the repairs, I thought we'll just talk normally with the microphone. And no doubt Jimmy will think I'm sounding very droll today again, but it's probably because there's no echo or something like that, maybe. Let's hope so anyway. Let's hope so. Now, moving on with some more disco music here on the disco quarter of an hour here on WMR today, with Michael Jackson's Off the Wall from 1979. Wow. Music like this you used to hear on FRBC. Remember the air checks we played a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. inside your soul. Wanna see an exhibition. Better do it now before you get too old. Cause we're the party people night and day. Living crazy, that's the only way. So
tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf.
Michael Jackson's Off the Wall, title track to the album from 1979. And that one, for some reason, is one that sticks in my memory, that they did play in that specific nightclub. Not necessarily on the night that I was there with Barry Stevens and Mike James and company, but just in general, because I used to go to that place in my youth with, as I say, these strange jackets and things. Strange trousers. Good grief, yeah. Wouldn't it be seen deed in a place like that these days? Absolutely not. Here's the Jacksons once again, and Shake Your Body from 1979. Disco music. Disco days on shortwave radio WMR today. Jackson's and Shake Your Body Down to the Ground from 1979. Got to a big number 4 in the UK charts way back then. playing some disco music, and then we'll be going on to some features which we've got lined up for you today. So listen out in about 15 minutes time for our features today. Some nice recordings we've got for you today. Do listen out. And My Simple Heart. That's an old song, again, from around... Oh, that must be from 1979 as well. Here on Weekends, Music Radio WMR from Scotland. Scotland's longest-running free radio station. We started broadcasting in 1980, established in 1979. And we're still going, sometimes strong, sometimes not so strong. Now on Weekend Music Radio, keeping up with the tradition of Mike James, old Squeaky Mike. Remember Mike? Mike used to like to give us a record or so if somebody was in the news having died or something. So I thought, yes, let's carry on that tradition and play a Jimmy Ruffin song. Remember Jimmy Ruffin? Jimmy Ruffin sadly died this week. So here's one from 1974 you used to hear on the pirate stations from off the Dutch coast.
Bye.
What becomes of the broken-hearted from the late Jimmy Ruffin on Weekend Music Radio today? Jimmy Ruffin, who sadly died during the week there. And another artist gone, but not forgotten. His music will live on forever, I guess, like so many of them. Motown music, eh? Jimmy Ruffin was a Motown man. I used to like the Motown music. I used to listen to some of the Motown albums years ago. Way After Hours. Sitting having a wee drink or something after the pub closed, and she would get the Motown albums out. Yeah, you get the drift.
Very superstitious.
Station that plays nothing but oldies, it's Weekend Music Radio, WMR, 6395 in the 48-metre band, shortwave. Cover more to go, and then it's our special feature for the day, which comes to you after we hear from the Tom Robinson Band. Tom Robinson Band and 2468 Motorway, getting back to some decent rock music that I tend to like so much better nowadays. Haven't played any in the course of the last 60, 75 minutes or so. Good grief.
Drop my truck midway to the motorway station. Fairly cruise coming up on the left-hand side. Headlights shining, driving rain on the window frame. Little young lady started stitching her ride. Too late. Me and my radio cooking on through the night. coming up with the morning light. Whiskey sitting pretty in a two-wheel stallion. With some Tintin Larry got a beat on you. Ain't no use sitting up with a bad companion. Ain't nobody got the better of you, no boo. 2, 4, 6, 8, it's never too late. Me and my radio drinking on through the night. 3, 5, 7, 9, I'm never white line. Same old motorway sun coming up with the morning light. Well, there ain't no route you could choose to lose, the two of us. Ain't nobody know when you're acting right or wrong. No one knows if it always leads nowhere. Gotta keep on going.
Great music from Tom Robinson, 2468 Motorway, and it reminds me very much of the early days of my DXing career when I used to pick up stations like Radio Mercury International and Skull and Bones Radio System, etc. And they used to be playing a Tom Robinson band, 2468 Motorway, because it was it was in the charts back in 1978. Great song from the great album Power in the Darkness. Oh, 78, yeah, 78, must have been, yeah. Power in the Darkness album also had this song called The Winter of 79. Saw reference to this on the web just the other day and I thought, I'm going to play that one. Haven't heard that for a while. From the album Power in the Darkness, which I paid over the odds for from W.H. Smith's many, many years ago. I think it was about 16 quid.
Thank you. sun. The Carrie Club was petrol bombed. The National Front was getting awful strong. They done him Dave and dagged him run in the winter 79. When all the guy geezers was put inside, colored kids getting crucified. A few fought back and a few folks died in the winter of 79. Back in 79.
From York to New York, from Finland to Newfoundland, from Scotland to Nova Scotia, we are Weekend Music Radio.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
WMR Music! Music Radio!
I never realised that when the winter of 79 was produced, it was produced in early... well, probably 1977 or 78, because the album was released in early 78. So that makes the song probably from 1977. I thought it was written after 1979, but there you go. Just shows you. So it was some speculation in his song. Tom Robinson Band from the album Power in the Darkness. Might play you some more Tom Robinson from that album in future programs here on WMR. Now it's time for the special feature today, which we've been threatening to do for a few weeks. Of a station that used to broadcast on the shortwave band from Scotland. That station used to come on the 41-metre band, which hasn't really taken off again. The 41-metre band hasn't really taken off as a pilot band, but it was certainly well used back in 1980. And a station from Scotland came on the air called Radio Woodstock International. Radio Woodstock had an incredible announcer. He was a Chilean Scotsman, if you can imagine that. No need to imagine, because we'll be playing you some air checks of Louis Nato. His native language was Spanish. He lived in Falkirk and he ran Radio Woodstock International, along with local disco DJ Brian McMillan, who also features in this air check from the 26th of October 1980. Now, Louis used to be pretty daring. And he used to give out his own phone number and have his phone connected up to the mixing desk and take phone calls on the air on a Sunday morning. Sounded good, sounded great. And it was great fun, and it had a powerful live signal on a Sunday morning. But unfortunately, a couple of weeks after this tape was made, he had a knock at the door, and that was the end of Radio Woodstock as we knew it. But here's some air checks when it was in its heyday in October 1980.
Yeah.
There you go, a brand new single from the Jacksons, and also it's from the new album. They got a new album out called Triumph, which is rather good. Some good, great disco tracks on it. So if I were you, I'd go to your nearest record shop in the morning and buy yourself a copy of the new Jacksons LP. Also, we've got someone on the telephone line, and I'll be joining him or he. Her. Or him in a couple of seconds or so. That's once I know for sure, yes. Well, we've got someone on the telephone line. And yes, again, it's good morning. Welcome along to Radio Woodstock.
Oh, good morning. Is this Brian?
Yes, Brian, that's you.
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Brian. It's from Bedfordshire.
Bedfordshire?
Yes.
That's a long name, though, yeah.
You put out a really good signal this morning. Coming through really well.
Great. You don't want to mention any of your friend, anyone?
Well, I have a brother that's just gone up to Berwick upon Tweed, so if he's listening this morning, I'd like to say hello to him.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Tony. Hope all goes well for you up there, and we look forward to hearing from you sometime.
Okay, then.
Oh, by the way, Brian, have you any idea the amount of people that are listening this morning?
Have I any idea?
Yeah, I mean, the audience, because judging by the amount of phone calls that have been coming through, it seems quite large.
Oh, aye. We've got quite a few phone calls this morning.
Yeah.
And quite a few that haven't been on the air
well.
Yeah, we do have a lot of the phone calls coming on in the air.
But sometimes they just don't want to say anything in the air because they're frightened, you know?
Oh, it's quite, I quite understand, yeah. I was thinking, in fact, the GPO really should be patting you boys on the back because, I mean, the service you're putting their way, it's amazing, you know, and just in the phone calls.
I think so, that too.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you also seem to have a lot of listeners this morning, like in Holland and Belgium.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I know a bit of Dutch, so I could say a few words on your behalf to those if you want to.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Here goes. Okay, goedemorgen luisteraars in Nederland en België. U luistert naar Radio Woodstock op de 41 meter band. So, that's just a few words for anybody over in Holland. You've got yourself a good ID there.
Oh, that's great.
But I was thinking, the next time you can get in touch with me and maybe send a recording, a mention of the radio station in our language, and we can actually play it to the radio as a jingle.
Of course. That could be a good idea.
So if you can do that for us sometime then.
Yes, of course. I've got your address, so that's no problem. In fact, I think I'll get on to that for you then.
Right.
Thank you very much then for phoning, okay?
You're welcome. Goodbye, Brian. Good luck.
Goodbye. Bye.
Right, there you go, another telephone call, and the number to ring if you want to get in contact with us is 0324 71 953, and I'll give you that number a wee bit later on in the morning. Meanwhile, this is a brand new single from Ultravox. It's 25 minutes before 12. It's good morning, welcome along to the show if you just tuned up. Myself, Brian McMillan, taking you right through to about 1 o'clock today, and the telephone rings away. Here's Ultravox. There you go, I like it indeed, I do. It's 21 minutes before 12 o'clock midday, and that's a brand new single from Ultravox, and of course that one called Passing Strangers, it's followed up to the last one. And I should say, I give a quick mention and say hello to Paul in the R6, he wanted Blondie, which I haven't got at the moment. He comes from Cornwall, and also say hello to Alistair Dufresne in Cardiff from his friends, Shep. Or should I say, his friendship in London. Anyway, someone on the telephone line yet again. It's good morning from me, Brian. Welcome along to Radio Woodstock International. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Brian?
Yes?
Janet?
Janet?
Can I have a question, please?
Yes?
For Carol and Stud.
Right.
And your mum and dad.
Right.
Poor man, you're looking swell.
Right, yeah. For a little personal joke there. Anyway, we're going to play a record then of it, right?
Right, Brian.
Right. Cheerio. 20 minutes before 12 o'clock, and that was a little bit of a private joke. New single from Earth, Wind & Fire. Right, there you go, Earth, Wind & Fire, new single from them, that's called Let's Talk, and time for talking again on the telephone line, and time for me to say good morning again. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Simon Spanswick, I'm calling from Saffron Walden in Essex. A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
We're coming in, you're coming in Sinpo 4 down here all the way, and it's rather nice, very good signal. We've been like that for the past half hour or so.
Enjoying the show so far, yeah?
Pardon?
Enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, it's great, yeah. It's a good idea having a phone in, I think, as well. It sort of livens the thing up a bit.
It's different from other radio stations. You want any dedications?
Say hi to Melanie, my girlfriend over in Saffron Walden. I doubt whether she's listening, but never mind. And anybody who's tuned in, member of the DX Association of Great Britain who might be listening. Which is a DX club of which I'm the secretary, and we've got a big free radio section in there, and I noticed you were in last time, which is nice. And hi to anybody who knows me.
Okay, then, that's good luck with that, and any particular record you want me to play for you?
No, anything you've got, really.
Nothing at all? Nothing special, though?
No.
Right, then, I'll play anything for you.
Okay.
Thanks
nice
talking to you.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Right then, there you go, another call on the line. And this is a track from Johnny Guitar Watson, and that's off his album Jazz, and a rather nice track. Have a listen to this. Unmistakable, incredible as well. It's Johnny Guitar Watson from their album Giants, and that one called You Can Stay, but the noise must go, and the music must continue through to about 1 o'clock. Here's Bob Marley and the Wailers. And also lots and lots of telephone calls as well. There you go, Bob Marley, the Wailers, and a bit of reggae. I'll be playing Amigo a bit later on as well from Black Slaves. And the number to ring if you want to give us a telephone call here at Radio Woodstock International. As you can hear in the background, Lewis Nett on the telephone line, talking away to someone. Anyway, the telephone number to give us a ring if you want. I'll give you the number in a second or so. Right. The number to ring is 0324-714-953. And as you can hear in the background, the telephone rings away. Right, so as I look here, I've got a couple of dedications from Freddie Archer, who would like to say to Sam hello, and listening who, and all the listeners who listen to Radio Caroline on the shortwave. Thanks for all calls, ready, right. And the telephone calls are really coming in this morning. We can't even sort of organize ourselves.
I'm Charlie, you know.
I'm Brian, and I'm going back on the telephone line and say good morning. Good morning.
Oh, hello, Brian.
That's me, yes.
Yeah,
good morning to you.
Mike James of Weekend Music Radio.
Good morning to you, Mike.
Morning. Just running up to say hello to some people over in Holland and Belgium. I've had a couple of letters from some Weekend Music Radios over in Holland and Belgium.
And we'd like to hear from any other weekend music radios over there as well.
Yeah, I've actually had a couple of telephone calls this morning from Holland.
Yeah, we heard the...
Were you listening earlier on, yeah?
Yeah.
You would have heard the telephone calls from Holland, yeah?
Yeah. I heard
about
shutting down as well.
Well, I had that question over to Lewis.
No, I heard it. I hear you had Dave Kane on as well.
Can you repeat that? We can't pick that up very clear.
Yeah, you're Dave Kane on as well.
I just put the earphones in mine. I can't actually hear you. Can you say once again?
You're Dave Kane on as well.
Have you been on?
Dave Kane.
Dave Kane?
Yeah.
What's that? What's about?
The Caroline Shortwave.
Uh-huh.
I heard him as well. I can hardly hear you myself.
I can hardly hear you as well. The telephone
here. Oh, I see the point now. You're phoning from a telephone box.
Yes.
Must be a telephone line. I hardly can actually hear you anything.
Yes, it's the same here. I can hardly hear you.
For God's sake. But never mind. I really hope you're doing you the program. And yes. Thank you very much for phoning them.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, yeah, there you go. Another telephone call. We're having a few problems here with the line. Bad line.
No.
Anyway, back with music. This is Ian Dury along with the Blockheads.
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, Ian. I'm going to be straight.
I'm missing. I wanna come back, I wanna come back, I wanna be safe and I wanna be smart and I wanna be warm.
Right, I think we'll leave that Ian Dury single for a couple of seconds or so. Back into the telephone line, and it's good morning once again from me, Brian. Welcome along to Radio Woodstock International.
Good morning, where are you phoning from?
Cardiff.
Long way away?
Yeah.
That's about the first telephone call we've had from Cardiff this morning, actually.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, no, hang on, I've just got
around
some more money in, I think.
Right.
Ah!
They can actually get the pennies dropping.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's a bit of a rotten line.
The line we had a couple of seconds ago was really terrible.
Yeah, I just got cut off.
You have sent me the tape to us before, haven't you?
Pardon?
You sent me a tape before.
Yes, I did.
I do enjoy that tape very much. I thought you were really good.
Oh, shut.
Eh?
I'm overwhelmed with embarrassment.
No, I really mean it. Your voice was really good. I really enjoy it.
Oh.
Enjoy that.
Oh, thank you. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Oh, that's good. Oh, you speak Spanish well.
I took an O-level in it.
That's great, then. Do you want to mention any of your friends or anyone of your...
If possible, if I can just say rot on Shep, to Shep in London. Because he signed a letter like that. And if I could say hello to Barry Stevens and Roger Tate, and I'm really sorry to hear about EMR closing, because they're closing in November now.
Okay then.
And if I just say a very quick good morning and hello and 88 to Karen. Because she'll kill me if I don't say good morning.
Right then. Well, thank you very much for following me, and I hope to see you soon then.
Well, I've got another tape for you, actually.
Right, keep in contact with us then, okay?
Thanks a lot, lads. Thanks.
Right, bye.
So, goodbye.
I'm Charlie, you know.
I'm Norman, please.
Oh, there you go, Mr. Dury and the Blockheads. That one called I Want to Be Straight. It's 10 minutes after 12, and it's very good morning to Luis Neto.
Oh yeah, very good morning to everyone who's listening to the program this morning, and welcome to the show, all this bad music and all the sounds around from Brian McMillan. Of course, I'm here in Radio Woodstock International Broadcasting, all the way from Scotland, special to Western and Central of Europe, and of course, all the people from the United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, and if you want to write to us, the address to write to is 23 Simpson Street, Camelon, Falkirk, Scotland, and I repeat once again, the address to write to is 23 Simpson Street, Camelon, Falkirk, Scotland. And of course, it's Radio Woodstock International, broadcasted to Western and Central of Europe from Scotland. And I want to thank to everyone who's been writing to us, because we have so many letters from all over Europe. And I mean really all over Europe, from Sweden, Germany, Holland, Finland, Belgium, all over West of Europe, West Germany, and all different places in the West of Europe. And also we have some letter from America as well. That's amazing. So thanks to everyone who's been writing to the radio station. Thanks to all the people from the United Kingdom who's bothered to write them to us and send us all different stickers and poster cares and all the different things. Well, thank you to everyone who's listened to Radio Vista International and the Shortwave Band. Thank you for the accent and the news and all the information. And thank you for the phone call, because we do understand it's very expensive to phone to the radio station. Of course, if when you're phoning from England, and some people are phoning from Holland, that'd be very expensive, huh, Brian? Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the price is unbelievable. Well, if you want to give us a ring, the telephone number to ring to is 0324. That's the code number for United Kingdom. And the telephone number is 714-953. And of course, Brian is going to talk to you, have a wee chat on the radio station. The time right now is 4:30 past 12, and here in Falkirk, cloudy in here in Falkirk, as you said. The weather is very, very cloudy, and also very, very cold as well. There's no any action for raining. I think it's more for snow than anything else. But never mind. Enjoy the program so far, and the station to the radio station.
Right, Lewis. Hope the rain doesn't come, and hope the snow stays away as well. Here's a little track from the Hugh Jackson's LP, a track called Heartbreak Hotel, written by Michael Jackson himself. And it's rather tasty, and a bit of disco action as well. I'm here at about 10 to 1. Through to about 10 minutes before 1. And lots and lots of musical action. Got to be one of my favourite tracks off that LP, and losing it on the telephone line, it's 9:30 after 12. And let's have more music. These are the Skids. And I'll play more tracks from that ALP before 1 o'clock. And that one called Young Blood. Or should I say, it's Lights Out, Young Blood on the other side. It's time for me to go back on the telephone line and say hello.
Hello.
Once again. Now, where are you calling from?
20 miles off of East Anglian Colts.
East Anglian Colts. That's very nice.
Yeah, I'm calling from the new radio power line ship.
Oh, great. Well, you want to mention any of your time or anyone?
Yeah, everybody in the Caroline organisation, and the best of luck to everybody at Radio Woodstock.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
We're all listening to you on board.
Is it a boat and a ship?
Yeah.
Oh, that's magic, aye. You guys are in a boat and a ship?
Yeah,
in the water, in the sea?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. What did you use them?
Sorry?
The receiver did you use them, sent them the radio.
Can you repeat that?
Eh?
Can you repeat that right back?
I say, what actually you're using is a receiver. What kind of radio?
Just a normal shortwave.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for your phone call.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and I'm happy to talk to you.
All the best to Radio Woodstock, Radio Caroline, over back in 7 weeks.
You're right. Thank you very much, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Further 10, 15 minutes still to go of the programme here on the Sunday. It's Radio Woodstock International, myself Brian McMillan. And handing over to Lewis, who's got a couple of requests.
How are you doing? Enjoy the program so far, I hope so anyway. So Brian's been working on here for a long time now. I'm getting used to all the stuff I've got and get all over the place. Well, anyway, I really hope you do enjoy the programme this morning. We've had a lot of phone calls all over the United Kingdom, Scotland and England, all over, even from Wales and things like that, after the Bray and things like that. But anyway, I really hope you do enjoy the programme so far, and also we have more requests. And this is hello to Bob and Dave from Eastern Anglia, from Andy, from Canterbury. Sounds like that. And also he won a request for his wife, Margaret, and the children, Amanda and Natasha. So from Andy, from Canterbury, a request to his wife, Margaret, children, Amanda and Natasha. Well, so I really hope you do enjoy the music and the sound. Thank you very much to all the people who've been listening to the program this morning, and I really hope that you enjoy the program because we played a lot of music. And thank you very much for all the letters and all the different things you've been sending to us, stickers, postal cards, and all over the Western and Central of Europe. Thank you to all the radio stations and all the free radio stations who've been funding up, and thanks to everyone who's been in the air this morning as well, like Radio Free City and another radio station called Radio 49 International. They were on this Sunday as well. Thank you very much to all the people who's been listening to Radio Woodstock International this morning, and welcome to the show.
Program here on the Sunday. What an excellent track from an excellent album from the Jacksons. 15 and a half minutes before 1 o'clock here on a Sunday. Radio Rootstock International. Broadcasting all the way from Scotland on a Sunday. And next Sunday we're back on the air. And if you're shocked, we are back on the air next Sunday. So get down. Next weekend, with a bit of weekend music here on Radio Woodstock International. I hope you can join me, Brian. I'm glad to have your company throughout the morning into the afternoon period. And if you fancy a chit-chat to me on the air, your last chance, you know. I'll be quite glad of your company for the next couple of minutes. The number to ring, if you're in the UK, is 03-24-71-4953. An album which I've been featuring all morning, the Jacksons' new one, and that's called Everybody, and a great track on itself. I will go out and get yourself a copy of that brand new album. It's called Triumph, and it's on Epic Records. And I think Lewis is wanting to say something. Try it. Right, Lewis, what do you want to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just actually listening to you. How you sound on the radio?
That's
good.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, yeah.
I can actually see on here and there. I can actually look from here to the telescope and hear Ryan next to me. I can see the wave moving around. Never mind, the transmitter is all about, oh, I would say, 3-4 feet away from the studio decks. It's a telescope there to show you the wave of the transmitter. And you can see the sign of propagation as well. It's quite good anyway. I really hope you do enjoy the program this morning. This is the last time I'm going to say anything in the year this morning, because it's just about time to close down the station today. Well, we do used to broadcast it from 9 o'clock right up to 1:30, and sometimes even to 2 o'clock. But Brian has got a new job, as in his road show this morning, well, this afternoon. Actually, 1:15, he started doing a road show in Falkirk. So, we have to close the transmission down so I can drive down to Falkirk and take Brian to this road show. So, we're going to close the station down in a short time, in another 5 minutes, that we said, so we can manage to get there in the car anyway. But it was nice to hear from you. Thank you very much for the phone calls. It was nice people phoning up to the radio station, and even somebody phoning from a board, but it's from a ship actually. That was amazing. We have so many phone calls and things like that from Holland, all over the place. Letters we get about, I think, from each transmission, it's about 72 letters we've been having. And my wife says, more likely 90, because it's my wife who have to reply them. That's the secretary of the radio station, Maggie. You can see them in Sunday Exit Magazine, and Brian Mandola, the DJ. And myself, the station manager and engineer from the station. Well, never mind. I really hope you do enjoy the program, and let's start off for me. Gibson Brothers, and a rather nice piece of music from them. That's called All I Ever Want Is You. And I'll be back here next week, same time and same channel. So, here's more music. And a good way to leave the program this particular day with another Jackson track. And what a good one it is. Can you feel it? It's 10 minutes to 1. And I'm off to a wee bit of discotheque action in Falkirk. And no doubt I'll be playing a couple of tracks of this LP where I'm going. Thanks for listening to Radio Woodstock here on the Shortwave Band, myself, Brian McMillan. Also, thanks to Lewis Nettle. All the children have the world. forgetting Maggie as well.
Your secretary.
Okay. Well, you certainly know I've been listening to it as well.
One of my favorite programs.
Seven and a half minutes before 1 o'clock, and I'll see you next week between the same time here on the radio. And also a thanks to many people who have been telephoning us this morning. And it's personal time, calling. Best of luck to you, lads. From Lewis, myself, and Maggie. And like I said a couple of seconds ago, I'll see you next week between the same hours here on Radio Woodstock 41 on the shortwave band. So take care of yourself till next time. This is the same machine of the radio station as Radio Gusto International, broadcasting to Central and Western of Europe. The time right now is 5 minutes to 1 o'clock, and it's time to close down the station. Yes, we'll be back soon as possible, bringing all the good music and the good sound. Myself from 9 to half past 10, and Brian McMullen from half past 10 right up to 1. Thank you very much for phoning up and all the cards and letters you have sent in to us. And thank you very much to all the people who's interested in Radio Gusto International. I'm very, very glad to hear people's interested in the radio station. And I'm very interested to know the people like the programs. Well, we don't want to harm anyone. All of the things we actually do is just using a small piece of the frequency in the 41 meter. And I don't see anything wrong with that anyway. So we try to do the best thing we can do in here in the shortwave band in Radio Gusto International from Scotland. And we don't want to harm anyone at all. And if we make any mistake with names and all different things, I do apologize for things like that. I don't want to hurt anyone that's listening to the program. Well, anyway, thank you very much for being listening to Radio Gusto International. Thank you to all the DX and people. Thank you very much for a lady who flown from the Island of Man, when I think it's rather difficult to phone from there. We have so many phone calls all over the United Kingdom. Thank you very much to everyone. Thank you very much for a phone call from Holland as well. He was one of Steve Wonder record, and he helped that anyway. So this is all from me, Tara, and I'll see you soon then. Bye-bye, and thank you. We are again, that
Radio Woodstock International there, broadcasting from Falkirk in Scotland in 1980. Wow, that takes us back. 35 years ago, that takes us back. Almost to the day. Just almost 35 years, bang on. October 1980. Wow, a long time ago. It's Weekend Music Radio playing air checks of former radio stations on our special feature today. That's just about it for WMR today. It's time to say goodbye, and we'll catch up with you again in the coming weeks on the shortwave band. So for me, Jack, thanks very much for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, the best way to do so is via our email address, which is info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. That will get to us. That's the best way. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us if you want to say hi, or if you want to send us any mail. You can do it the old-fashioned way, of course. Write to WMR 14 Stone Row in Coleraine, Northern Ireland, BT52 1EP. Okay, I'm Jack. I'm out of here. See you later. Bye for now.